Language accessibility at live sports events. How partnerships between language companies and sports teams enable inclusivity. By Scott Swanson. In the world of professional sports, the stadium is a melting pot where fans from all backgrounds unite under a shared passion. The emotion, energy, and excitement of game day, the roar of the crowd, the pre-game ceremonies, the in-stadium announcements, are often considered a universal language. However, that language is far from accessible to everyone. For the millions of sports fans who are deaf or who speak a language other than the primary one used in the stadium, the sensory richness of a live game is diminished without dedicated support. Inclusivity is a core value for modern sports organizations, and it demands that teams look beyond simple compliance with disability laws and embrace comprehensive language services to truly connect with their entire fan base. This is where the expertise of language service providers, LSPs, becomes a crucial component of a team's community and game day strategy. Partnering with an LSP gets you more than just a translated website. It's about integrating real-time, high-quality language support into the live event experience. Community and communication. The creative and evolving nature of action sports language poses unique challenges for translation professionals. They must capture not only literal meaning, but also cultural context and authentic community voice. Again, all while upholding the technical precision that ensures clarity and safety. These challenges become especially clear when dealing with fast-changing slang, regional variations, and the technical jargon that defines action and outdoor sports, slang that shapes the culture. In action and outdoor sports, language is identity. New moves generate novel vocabulary. Equipment innovation spawns fresh jargon, and cultural shifts reshape how in groups express themselves. That means many action sports terms have no direct translation because they represent concepts, techniques, or cultural attitudes that are hyper-specific to certain communities or geographic regions. Consider the surfing term gnarly, originally used to mean dangerous or challenging. Over time, the word has built up layers of meaning. It's evolved to express something that's simultaneously intimidating and impressive. Such terms can often jump between sports communities, which introduces a whole new set of concepts, social behaviors, and norms that may shape meaning. When surfers looking to replicate the feel of riding waves on dry land first hit the pavement as skateboarders in California, they brought gnarly with them. These expressions sometimes expand beyond action sports altogether. In certain locales, it's not surprising to hear a coworker say they'd had a gnarly commute. For translation professionals, it's no easy task to capture the cultural zeitgeist, but doing so means communicating in an authentic way. In other words, being core to the sport. Regional variations in terms and concepts. Not only is the action sports world full of slang, but the way we talk about things like equipment names and sports concepts can vary across regions, and even within one language. For example, when skiing or snowboarding in Europe, anything beyond the groomed slopes is usually called off-piste and is not typically avalanche mitigated. It can mean stepping just outside the markers or venturing far into unpatrolled terrain. In North America, the terminology is more granular. Remote, unpatrolled areas with no avalanche control or ski patrol access are generally referred to as backcountry. At resorts, terrain access from a lift, maybe a short hike or traverse away, is typically called side country or slack country and may or may not have avalanche control or ski patrol. These aren't just linguistic quirks. If you swap these terms without thinking critically about their cultural and geographical implications, you risk losing nuance and misrepresenting the activity. This can confuse readers, mislead customers about safety, or undermine a brand's credibility. Technical specifications. Action and outdoor sports wouldn't be possible without equipment. This makes technical accuracy a non-negotiable when dealing with gear and equipment that's fundamental to the sport. After all, a mistranslated product description can mean the difference between a memorable adventure and a disappointing outing, or worse. It might be a terminological mix-up, like describing a water-resistant jacket as waterproof. While that may seem like a minor difference to some, Nothing turns a company lifer into a never-againer like an unplanned, soaked, and frustrating adventure. Of course, the stakes could be much higher. If you incorrectly translate instructions for safety equipment, it's more than a bad day out that's on the line. You're potentially putting lives in danger. Navigating terminology around any of these activities without understanding both the technology itself and each region's culture and conditions doesn't just risk a vocab mismatch. It risks misrepresenting the sport and the responsibilities that go with it. How to keep up with action sports terminology. Effective strategies should involve local expertise, creative thinking, and advanced technology to balance accuracy with content that captures the adrenaline rush of action sports. It starts with the basics, creating clear translation guidelines, establishing product naming conventions, and building comprehensive glossaries and term bases. But for translations that truly resonate, language service providers must also encourage collaborative spaces where experienced language professionals and subject matter experts can thrive. Here are some strategies that can lead to brand-relevant translations that connect authentically with consumers. Building specialist translator teams. First and foremost is building teams of translators who are both linguistic experts and active participants in the communities they're translating for. Qualifications like firsthand experience of gear, an ear for different disciplines' cultural nuances, and an ability to navigate the subtle distinctions between tech specs and marketing language are all integral. Translators with actual experience in specific markets know what to emphasize in their work. They understand how the equipment feels and functions, and what it's like to use it, not just the vocabulary surrounding it. They grasp the nuances that make each discipline tick and instinctively know how to connect with its practitioners. All of that contributes to accurate copy and a brand voice that feels authentic. Cultural immersion and integration. To stay current with evolving language in different sports communities, translators need to continually participate in them. Otherwise, they risk falling behind when terms evolve or accumulate meaning. The Ollie skateboarding trick has been around since the late 1970s, but it's only grown and expanded since then, encompassing several variations like switch and fakey ollies or the nolly, short for nose ollie. These terms are minute and iterative, building off of each other naturally. It takes a translator who's part of the community to flawlessly integrate all these nuances into copy, and maybe to flawlessly land a nolly, too. Language can also shift during the year or with geography. Ski seasons don't fall at the same time everywhere. Conditions and their descriptions also vary across regions. An Italian skier in the Dolomites might talk about fear and snow in early spring, while similar conditions in Scandinavia can last later into the year. Multiple translators usually start from the same source copy, so they need to understand regional differences in order to flag these issues and adapt terminology so that it feels natural and timely for their individual audience. Lastly, sometimes a community is forced to shift away from language, most often as the result of new regulations or norms. For example, recent European Union EU legislation has set new standards for how brands can talk about sustainability. You can't call something recycled without providing a percentage of recycled material. Being alert to industry changes at the community and regulatory levels helps keep action and outdoor sports companies relevant. Keeping a finger on industry innovation. Sports tech is in constant development, with brands competing to find the next big material or garment construction that will give their consumers an edge in the outdoors. For example, materials like carbon fiber were introduced in ski poles in the 20th century, drastically altering their mass and durability. That meant concepts like swing weight and impact resistance became important when marketing them. Traditionally, when translators come across a term that's unfamiliar to them but isn't new to the industry, they can consult term bases and translation memories to find how other translators have handled similar decisions for the same brand. However, when looking to other brands, websites, or translated materials, for example terminology, it's important to be mindful. Very often, you'll encounter wrong translations or artificial intelligence AI-generated copy that hasn't been overseen by translation professionals, which can be confusing and misleading. But what if the term refers to a newer technology, like the successor to carbon fiber ski poles, and hasn't yet been encountered by anyone? This is where parallel resources come in. Linguists, editors, and project managers should be active in online forums, read specialist magazines, and, yes, still participate in their sport of choice so they can stay up to date with changes in the industry. This is critical because translators play an influential role when introducing a new term. Sometimes you simply have to come up with a new translation, and the only way to do so that's authentic to the local market is by being part of it. Real-time collaboration for real-time changes. With such dynamic language, establishing communication between translators and project managers is key. To start, project briefs should be living documents where teams can be alerted to important updates ahead of kickoff and throughout, which allows them to reconsider their approach across content types. To keep the team on the same page, resources like shared question trackers for each project, in which translators and editors can pose questions to one another and to the client, and the use of comments within a translation management system TMS are vital. Enabling real-time collaboration among translators allows them to discuss challenges, share cultural insights, and develop institutional memory and an ever-growing knowledge base. Often, linguists can answer questions among themselves without looping in the client until it's time for official feedback. These resources last beyond a single project, informing downstream decisions and boosting later productivity. When new translators join the team, they can also refer back to see the reasoning behind previous choices, maintaining consistency even as team composition changes. Keeping term bases and translation memories specific and agile. The key to maintaining flexibility when adding a new automated workflow tool is keeping it granular. A single overarching term base or translation memory for a client isn't suited to the way action sports language splinters by discipline, content type, and region. Breaking things down into purpose-built resources makes them more relevant and easier to maintain. Refreshing these tools on a project basis gives translators resources that evolve with communities, instead of employing one-size-fits-all terminology across contexts. Clear briefs, as well as overarching style guides and tone of voice outlines, tie it all together, ensuring consistency across projects without flattening nuance. This is more than just tidier databases. It's establishing a workflow that responds to culture while safeguarding technical accuracy. Emerging tech-assisted systems may further enable adaptability and agility. AI-enhanced terminology management systems. AI is actively transforming how terminology is managed. One example is large-scale term extraction using natural language processing (NLP). AI-powered tools can scan vast amounts of content, automatically pull candidate terms, and populate term bases for faster than manual curation. These tools reduce common pitfalls of older automated extraction, like plural mismatches. Equally notable is the rise of real-time, context-aware checks. Modern TMS and computer-assisted translation (CAT) platforms increasingly include features, often supported by AI, that suggest or auto-insert approved terms and flag inconsistencies as translators work. Some experimental tools are going further by using AI to cluster or rank terminology suggestions based on pre-existing documents, though in practice final approval typically remains with human reviewers. These advancements reflect a shift away from static term lists toward more dynamic, responsive terminology systems. Glossaries and term bases are evolving into proactive partners that surface new trends, uphold consistency, and help adapt to shifts in language more quickly. Community testing. Action sports culture is user-driven, so quality assurance doesn't end at delivery. Community feedback, alpha and beta testing, and focus groups can reveal how language and marketing campaigns actually resonate in the real world. Does a new tagline truly capture the ethos of the local climbing community? Does terminology adopted in one market cause confusion in another? These insights highlight gaps in authenticity early on and feed directly back into guidelines, glossaries, and style sheets down the line. Applications for localization in other creative industries. gaming, entertainment, and fashion all share characteristics with action sports. Rapid terminology updates, strong communities, and a need to balance technical accuracy with cultural authenticity. The gaming industry, for example, has its own constantly evolving slang and community-specific terminology. Insider knowledge is also a huge source of cultural cash, or else brands risk sounding like total noobs. Fashion translation must likewise keep up with rapidly changing trends like the return of low-rise jeans, regional variations in style concepts, and the nuances of different communities' preferences for personal expression. For creative industries watching from the sidelines, the lesson is clear. Embrace the linguistic challenges of your evolving communities. Build translation strategies that honor both technical precision and cultural authenticity. And most importantly, remember that translation isn't just about words. It's about preserving the soul of the culture you're sharing with the world. Translation at its best is a simultaneously creative, cultural, and technical undertaking. When done well, it enables genuine communication that opens up new possibilities for shared experience and connection. That connection is vital to action sports branding and marketing and beyond. This article was written by Scott Swanson. He is a product and business development expert with over 15 years of experience in the language industry. Currently, he is Senior Vice President, Revenue Operations at Hannah. Previously, he drove growth and product innovation at key industry players like PGLS, BIG Language Solutions, SDL, and Language Line Solutions. Originally published in Multilingual Magazine, Issue 245, October 2025,